Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don King, and I'm listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Join me. Don't touch that dial. We got something in store for you.
The best liners of all.
Don King?
The bracket, the best liners. I mean, who's bigger than Don King? I mean, the guy had no skin in the game. Just a dude from the ghetto, just hyping up other people, and became uber famous, like uber rich. The American dream. It's the hustle.
All right, let's head back out to Kansas City. All right, it's not just about barbecue. It's about fights.
Okay. All right.
UFC back out in Kansas City. Yeah. Wished I was going, but I'm putting my life on the line and going to Columbia instead. Let's head back out to Kansas City, and let's welcome to the program Bill Algeo. Bill, how are you?
Good, man. Feeling great. How you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. It's just the start of fight week. It's Wednesday. You're just doing the media today, and you know you have a couple days ahead before the fight. What's fight week like for you?
It's all about that scale, man. It's all about the weight and just the hard work's already done at this point. So it's just get to that scale and be on weight and try not to feel like crap.
What will you do the next 2 days? And I always ask all of you fighters this. Are you the type of fighter where you don't want to think about Friday weigh-in, Saturday fight until Saturday? Or do you want to think about it? You know, that's your reward is Saturday night.
I mean, I'm thinking about the fight. I'm thinking about after the fight. I'm thinking about each meal I get to eat after the fight. I mean, your mind starts to ramble about all the delicious food you're going to indulge in.
I always wondered, you know, because I know the scale is a big part of, you know, fighting. We had an issue last week with somebody being a pound over, and it happens all the time. Why is it possible to get closer to your fighting weight before the week comes in? Because I see a lot of guys come in, and they're like, 2 days ago, you got to lose 11 pounds. Now you got to sit under the sauna and, you know, do all that extra stuff. And what's your hydration and diet process afterwards to get back up and to get that water back in you so you can fight a good fight?
Now, before you answer, Bill, I just wanted you to know the guy who just asked you that is an NFL offensive lineman. Okay. So, he may not get all this.
he knows some good food then. Maybe he's not used to the weight cuts, but he's used to some good food.
Exactly.
Not so much cutting weight.
So basically, we're lucky, man. The UFC handles all that stuff based off of how much weight you lost. They have their calculations of what needs to be put back into your body. And, you know, they're super professional. They have something. It's like a Gatorade. Remember the drink Allsport? It kind of tastes like that back in like the 90s. Yeah. Man, I call it God's piss because it is so delicious. And, man, that's all you want is just fluids in your body for like the first couple of hours. And, yeah, it can't be beat. And then after 2 hours, you can start to slowly introduce food. And then you start thinking about lunch and dinner and what you're going to put back in your body.
Okay.
Before we talk about the fight itself, I did my research. I always do it just before. And I noticed you're from just outside of Philadelphia, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Any comments now, Matt? You going to rip Philadelphia now?
Yeah. I mean, look, Randy says that he's from Philly because he was born there, but he never lived a day in his life there.
That's not true.
He claims that he's from there. And like Outkast, like they tell you, if it's not where you're from, it's where you pay rent. And Randy pays rent in Florida and always has.
I was born in Philly. I lived in Philly. I was stationed in Philly. I'm a Philadelphia.
Okay. I thought that's all that matters. And there's plenty of Philadelphians down in Florida, too.
Exactly. Are you a fan of sports teams in Philadelphia, or what sports teams and sports do you enjoy?
Yeah, of course. I love the Eagles. I plan on maybe talking some smack to these KC people while I'm here. Already have a little bit. And I'll occasionally, like, I don't really watch the Phillies, but I like going to the games because, you know, beautiful weather. It's a nice experience. Flyer, I mean, everything. But I rarely watch them on TV because when they're playing, I'm working. I'm training. I'm teaching. I'm doing my thing. So I'm more concerned about my sport.
Sure. I know one of my favorite weekends, I flew up and got to watch, I think it was three of the four. And as we know in Philadelphia, you know, all the stadiums and arenas are all right there. You can literally park in the lot and go to a baseball and then a basketball game at night. It's definitely awesome. Give me your thoughts on your opponent, on T.J. Brown.
He's a tough guy, but, you know, I'm used to beating up tough guys. You know, I like that. He doesn't present anything, like, out of the ordinary. It's very common, his skill set, so I'm looking to just show out what I can do, and you know, I'm hoping he brings the fight, so it's not going to be boring.
So Bill, this question going back to Pennsylvania, you know, I know you went to Penn State. You ran a BJJ program there. Nichols is a young star coming out of the wrestling program. You know, how do you feel about wrestlers transitioning into MMA? Like, do you think that because I know the there's base. A lot of controversy. Like, it's a base, but is Bo as good as everybody says he is? Do you like the hype that the UFC's put behind these young guys so early in their career? Because guys like Darren Till, you know, some guys don't live up to all the hype that they get coming out so young.
Yeah, I mean, but wrestling is just different, man. Like, they're used to the grind. They're used to making weight. They're used to competing on whatever day it is, despite how they feel. And Bo Nickel, obviously a fantastic wrestler, but I think his style itself is even better for MMA just because of the way he likes to throw up a body. He's funky. So he's already got a tremendous base. So he does deserve the hype. And they're going to slowly baby him and get him good fights and put him where he needs to be. I also saw his teammate, David Taylor, was training some MMA recently too. And he's, you know, an Olympian, Penn State guy. Like, he's another one that could just go out and do things if he wanted to join the sport.
Now, along with the wrestling mindset, do you like the weigh in on the day of the competition? Would you like to see changes in the UFC as far as like guys cutting weight so drastically, like for Pereira this past fight against Izzy? You know, would you like to see guys fight closer to their natural weight?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing they could do, but it wouldn't be good for business, which is the problem. The best thing for competition would be to literally weigh in right before you get in the cage. That would be the fairest thing. You know, it's like guys would all go up a weight class at least and just have to compete up, and that would be fair as opposed to like a Pereira who puts on like 30 pounds of muscle, whereas Izzy put on maybe 20 pounds. So it's not exactly fair, but if they both weigh in the same thing 5 minutes before that cage, then it's fair. But the problem is if you miss weight by a lot, maybe the fight gets scratched, and then that's not good for business, having to scratch a fight literally seconds before it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I've said that for years, and I just mentioned it earlier in the first hour. We had Johnny Hendricks on a Wednesday, obviously weigh-ins on Friday. And he's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm 27 over. I'll be good by Friday.
Man, good luck. That's not going to be fun.
And what I tell all of you fighters, my next weight cut will be my cremation.
Yeah, you won't be weighing nothing then.
Yeah, I'm waking or walking away from that. Do you collect anything, whether it's, you know, your MMA gear, whether it's, you know, cards, albums? If you do, you know, what is some things that are in your collection?
Rolexes. I just bought my first one. I'm looking to stack up some more. I need quite a few more bonuses, so I got to do well in this fight.
I might be able to tell you how you might be able to get a free one.
Ooh, that's always of interest.
Well, so my former board operator at the station, it was a Jake Paul. I think it's when Jake Paul fought Tyron Woodley. And at the press conference, the former board op asked Jake, he said, so is your gimmick now that you're going to start giving Rolexes to your opponent? And you know what Jake Paul said to him?
What did he say?
Why, you want one?
So go fight Jake Paul.
So go fight Jake Paul and get a free Rolex. Or just go to a press conference and ask him. That's all you got to do. Ask a question and they'll send you one.
I got to hope Nate Diaz gets injured or something first then.
Yeah, whenever he pulls out, you're getting a Rolex.
There you go. Can you watch fights as a fan, or are you always working, or are you always looking, you know, to improve your game while you're watching fights?
Typically, the first time I watch it, it's as a fan. I have no idea what's going to happen, so I'm excited. Just like I was for the Pereira Izzy fight this weekend. I like both those guys, and it was cool not knowing who's going to win and seeing, you know, the outcome was crazy. Like, that was just exciting. That was entertainment. That was awesome. And now I can go back and watch it, you know, 100 times and figure out what each guy did well, what each guy, you know, may have screwed up on.
You know, I'm a licensed judge here in the state of Florida. So what I always tell fighters or when I'm talking about it is I'll purposely look away while I'm watching a fight, you know, for 10 seconds or so. Because then when I look back, I can't watch it as a judge anymore. So now I'm not, you know, have that work mode. Now I can enjoy any fight because I can't judge it. And that's why I always make sure I do that.
That's a good call.
What can the fans expect on Saturday when that octagon door is locked and you guys do what you do?
They can expect volume. They can expect activity. I stay busy with my strikes. I stay busy with whatever the position is. I don't like staying on my back or being on top for too long. I don't really like the ground as much. I try to entertain the fans, and that's how I'm going to build my stock, build my bankroll, build my Rolex collection. So that's what I like to do.
Well, normally I'm like, I can always help you with. I'm not sure I can help you with Rolexes, but we'll see where that goes. Bill, thank you very much for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as I have a small box of Philadelphia Philly game-used spring training jerseys, and I'm going to add one of those and send that up to you as well.
Oh, thank you, man. That's awesome. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Have fun on Saturday.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Let's go hit a quick break, and we will continue coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Then it, and why? Because if we're going to do this bracket of greatest liners, then I was hoping you can get one from Donald Trump, who was Kate's side on Saturday night in Miami, and you were across the cage from him. Why didn't you risk it all? You should have risked it. You always talk about, hey, if you're going to do something dumb, he always says, if you're going to do something dumb, if you're going to lose your credential, if you're going to lose your reputation, if you're going to get fired, if you're going to do something to make you look dumb, make sure it's worth somebody doing it for, not a third string quarterback from some team no one's ever heard of or somebody from the Savannah Bananas, but do it for somebody like 45.
I did it for 45.
Not the 45.
He wasn't 45 when I did it.
That's what I'm saying.
And that is the most unprofessional thing I've ever done. And probably ever could.
You didn't think about going over Kid Rock, Mike Tyson? You could have worked your way through like Tyson.
No.
You could have got there through Dana.
Know, now, if they would have said, hey, Joe Burrow, you and Randy come over. I'll take you over to DP. Donald President.
You can't call him DP.
That's not good. That's an OnlyFans thing. We can't use that on air.
Do not call him that ever.
I have no idea what that's supposed to be.
We'll tell you off the air.
I've never even been on an OnlyFans. Anybody's.
I mean, you don't need OnlyFans to see that.
There's other sites as well.
I don't think I want to know.
They got all Bud Light cans, probably.
Again.
That's America's beer.
I don't want to know. But I did have the opportunity to meet somebody who is very big in the fishing world.
Okay.
I mean, massive in the fishing world. He owns a rod and reel company. And he knows everybody. So I'm being told by a mutual friend. And he's like, yeah, he knows him. And names are being bounced back. So he brings me over and introduces. And now we're talking and comparing notes, air quotes, right? So then I go back and I sit with my friend. And he's like, yeah, he just fishes all the time with 99.
Oh.
Warren Sapp.
Okay.
So yeah. I
said 45, and I'm like, we haven't had that many.
How many presidents have we had?
Yeah, like, I was like, I haven't been going that long.
So then I run back over. We talk about Warren. He just took him to Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to send me some rods and reels, and that's why Captain Kelly was just here, because I need to know what do I need to get? Like, I don't want the big, massive, because I don't go. I know you guys go when it's all night long.
Offshore.
And you know, I'm not invited to those all-nighters.
Deep
those fishing. All-night benders. So, you know, I just want something where I can go catch these fish, and, you know, so he's supposed to make me a list of rods and reels.
Real question.
Warren calls him the rod father.
We just had the Masters, but, I mean, is fishing, competitive fishing, more athletic? Does it require more athleticism to be a pro fisherman than a golfer?
No. Okay, can I tell you something? I think it does. You know why I think it does?
Core strength.
So, I went out deep sea fishing with Captain Kelly.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
I would have never expected you going fishing with Captain Kelly.
You wouldn't want to go, right? You'd be seasick in an hour. It takes us 2 hours to get out there, right? And we're out there, and I'm hooked on to this.
I think I was in the Navy, and we were in the middle of lots of
ocean. That was so long ago.
Okay. Like
the War of 1812.
Yeah. I used to be less than 200 pounds, too. Like, I'm not going back to that.
Yeah. All right. You're right, because that was a long time
ago.
But
if you put a buffet barge out there,
we're out here. I'm with a 12-pound line, a small line. We're catching amberjacks, and this thing must be 65, 70 pounds. And I'm reeling for almost 20-something, 30 minutes to get this fish up. I'm exhausted. I have to pass it off at one point to Kelly to help, because I was so exhausted trying to bring this fish in, right? My hips were sore. My core was sore. I needed a Gatorade afterwards. I had to lay down on the boat for a second to catch my breath. Because it was that exhausting.
All right. So let me ask you this question. And Captain Kelly just sat in, so he's going to hear me, which means either I'm never going fishing again. So if this is a sport, and if you're saying that it is more of a sport than golf, is it cheating to use the fish finders?
No.
No.
Use a caddy.
Well, the caddy's not telling you where...
Tell you
the
what
fish is.
He's telling you what the lines are.
What kind of club you use.
It's
5-iron, 9-iron, putter here.
But you can.
Here,
but you can do
grass
that.
Is Alabama spring green.
But you can do that yourself too.
Then why do they have caddies?
Because most golfers are too lazy to carry their own bag.
Oh well, okay then. We'll carry your own load. I don't have somebody carry my football pads for me.
He doesn't want to carry his own rod when he's like,
hold on a second. You never had anybody carry your pads for you?
Never.
Never.
No, never. I never had anybody do it.
You never had a rookie do it?
Nope, never. Okay. I didn't believe in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's a whole lot better hazing than making them pay for dinner.
Nah, dinner's more fun. I enjoy the dinner.
Yeah, dinner's more fun for you, not for the rookie.
I enjoy the dinner more. In competitive fishing, can you have someone help you and like reel it in? Like, you have to do it from start to finish all the way to the boat?
Listen, though. Just because you know there's fish at the bottom right there, there's fish everywhere. It doesn't mean there's certain hooks where you got to pull to set the hook. Certain hooks you have to let them catch it and take it. You know, like you can't dip the rod. You got to do it. There's so much more than just being like, oh, there's fish there. Okay, hey, there's a defender there. I still got to block him.
No, I understand that. But when you have that, you know, you could be in a spot where there's no fish. And if you had the cheat machine, it would tell you that there's no fish there. Okay. So you'd move.
Okay, so it's like this. But everyone has the machine.
Right.
So we're all on the same level.
Oh, I'm not saying.
It's like doping for cycling.
Right, exactly.
Like everybody's doing the same thing.
I'm not saying that
steroids in baseball.
I'm not saying that it's bad if they're all cheating. I'm just saying, is it cheating? That's all I ask.
I don't think it's cheating.
So talk about this DP you and Kevin Kennedy held with the Amberjack.
I don't know what that is.
You guys shared a rod? I don't know.
No, listen.
You fishing guys are like Bud Light drinkers. I don't know.
We did have Bud Light on the boat that day. There was Bud Light on the boat. It was a great time.
All right. Before we hit the bottom of the hour and our final UFC chat for this week, Gilbert Burns made some accusations after the fight.
Okay. Yeah.
Which he rescinded. Or he apologized for it. He didn't rescind them, but he apologized for it.
Well, he, in a way, he rescinded. He said he couldn't prove it. He apologized.
Yeah.
Now, if anybody's ever listened to this show, they know my opinion of an apology. And if you have not heard it or you don't remember, you, Caleb, or anybody else, I've never allowed my children to apologize.
I know you don't believe in them.
I don't believe in an apology. An apology just means you got caught. So he got caught, whether it's in the hype, you know, of the fight. You know, and that's why when my son and I talked about it in the NFL, there's a cooling off period.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had time to cool off. He didn't walk right into the press conference after the fight. So he's apologizing for making comments that Jorge Masvidal cheated.
Yeah.
And then when he couldn't prove it, it's like, oh, I can't prove it. I'm sorry. I apologize. He's a good guy. Mike Brown's a good guy. I don't like that. You made a comment. At least stick with it.
Yeah.
You believed when you said it. And that's why I've always said, I may not be right in everything I say, but I believe in what I say.
Yeah.
I believe anything that I say is the truth. It's what I believe. He believed that happened, so stick with it.
Yeah.
Don't go, oh, well, I feel bad.
But if you've been doing this your whole career, you know. I mean, you might not have proof, but you know.
That's what I'm saying.
If the guy's slippery, you know it's not normal. You know it's not a normal, sweaty human being you're trying to grapple with or like control.
And I'm not trying to say that Masvidal did.
Well,
and I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying if you make a comment, stick with it.
What if you feel like you're wrong? What if he felt like he made this comment and then he goes back and says, you know what? Maybe I was just tired in the moment. I couldn't get a good grip and I just blamed it on him cheating. Maybe he's like, hey, I was wrong in my comments. Why not apologize then?
Well, first of all, he said the apology word. Up until then, I was ready to say I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. He didn't say it that way.
Yeah.
He said, I can't prove. If he would have said, and this is just me and my stupidity.
Yeah.
If he would have said, you know, I got caught up in it. You know, I wanted to submit him. He was real slippery. And it just came out that I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Not, I can't prove it. Because then you're saying, I still believe it.
Yeah, I can't prove it, though.
But I can't prove it.
Yeah.
It's to me, okay. That's different. And it's words and, you know, it's somatic and all that kind of stuff. But
for me, if you win the fight, just let it go.
Yeah. What difference does it make?
Fight, man, just whatever.
And that's my thing. Stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a comment, stick with it and go with it. I know we have to hit this break real quick. A stat was just sent to me. The Tampa Bay Rays, and by the way, ESPN, it's the Tampa Bay Rays, and they play in St. Pete. The Rays have hit 29 home runs. So far, they've given up 20 runs. They've hit 9 more home runs than they've given up hits.
The new steroids are amazing.
I think you said that wrong. They've hit 29 home runs.
Correct.
And they've given up 20 runs total.
Right.
Not 20 home runs.
No, 20 runs total.
Just
so they've hit 9 more home runs
than people who got on base.
But those new steroids are amazing. They're untrained.
It's just home runs, you know, a single, two doubles, and a triple.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you now.
You know, and how about your Florida Marlins? They were the last team to have a player hit for the cycle. And I guess that happened last night. To me, that's the hardest thing to do.
One thing I'll say about the Rays I think is pretty cool. Off to a really, really good start.
Thanks to me.
You can see that the Bucks are kind of going into a rebuild, right? I think it's pretty obvious for everybody. The Lightning, you know,
they're struggling a little bit,
right? So for the Rays to kind of pick it back up and still at the right time, that's great for the city.
It's
phenomenal for the city.
It's right for Tampa Bay.
Yeah. It's bad for people trying to get property.
And I love baseball when everybody's on a cycle.
Me too. I do too.
It's a lot better.
I do
too. It's more fun to watch.
I've always said that.
You can go undefeated this whole season. It's not going to be as good as McGuire, Sosa, Bonds.
Knocking dingers.
No,
400 feet.
I remember watching
into the ocean
where Bonds hit that ball into the water.
Yeah.
Which was on you know, and the little boats out there for the
balls.
Piling on
balls going through the top of the dome. Just
come on.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll head back out for the last time today to Kansas City. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sum. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Matheny, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot. Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don Maynard. I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza.
What? Who would be your number one of your bracketology liners, whether you have them or not? If you could pick one,
I do
all
me
time.
A favor. Hold on one sec. Shut the hell up. No, right. Let's head back out to Kansas City as we continue to get ready for this weekend. Let's welcome Groovy to the show. How you doing, Lando?
What's up, guys? I'm doing great.
We appreciate your time. It's just the start, obviously, of Fight Week Wednesday, starting to do your media. What's Fight Week like for you?
It's pretty chill. I just work out and hang out and eat barely anything and cut weight and then wake up on Saturday morning and beat somebody up. That's it.
I always ask the fighters, are you a fighter that you're concentrating on today's Wednesday, fight in 3 days, today's Thursday, fight in 2 days, or do you want to kind of just roll with it, go with the flow, and not concentrate on the job at hand?
There's times to concentrate on it. There's times where I sit down and visualize it, and then when I'm not doing that, I visualize, or I just concentrate on whatever I'm doing at the moment, whether it's working out or sleeping, eating, whatever it is. Yeah, so I don't sit there and just think about the fight all day. That would just drive me crazy.
Do you have Tampa Bay ties?
Say this again?
Do you have Tampa Bay ties? Ties to the Tampa
Bay? Yeah. My parents live in Newport Richey. Most of my family does. That's where I grew up.
I got you. Well, you know, when we got the numbers, I'm like, hey, you know, this is fairly close to Tampa Bay. You must have. Do you come down here? You know, at all or often?
I do. Probably like once or twice a year I come visit.
You want to set up a pizza gig?
Absolutely. I got a pizzeria in St. Pete. We'll bring out the red carpet, man. Come down, bring the family. We'll do some cooking. I'll introduce you to the healthiest pizza on the planet so you can cut weight and eat your favorite food.
We'll send the limo to pick up you and your family and bring you to the pizza.
I don't know if you're serious or not, but if you are, yeah, let's go.
We are 100% serious. I mean, we do it on a regular basis. The show has its own limo. We use it to bring fighters. You know, we do pizza challenges. So we'll talk about that after Saturday, of course. But, yes, that's an open invitation for you and your family.
Sounds good. Yeah, I should be home not long after my fight, maybe in the next month or so. So, let's make it happen. I would love to.
We will definitely do that. Give me your opinion on your opponent or your thoughts on your opponent.
Is a young kid, he's relatively untested. tall, skinny, likes to kind of strike, and he's tough. But we'll see. It'll be. I think I'm his first big test. You know, he hasn't fought anybody at this caliber yet, so we'll see what he's made out of. Man, I'm looking forward to fighting a young gun in the game because I haven't gotten to do that in a long time.
When you're going through, whether it's training camp or the process, or you know, now that training camp's done and you're here getting ready for Saturday, how much do you look at your opponent, and how much is it all about what you're going to do to your opponent, not what the opponent has done?
I would say 75-25. Like, I look at habits my opponent has and like certain things we pick up on, but for the most part, I'm just focusing on building my own skill set, getting to my best abilities. So I would say 75% I focus on what I'm doing and 25% focus on what they're doing.
Can you watch, whether it was last week's UFC or, you know, another organization or whatever, can you watch a fight just as a fan? And I always ask, or are you always trying to pick up? Or are you always trying to, you know, better your craft as you watch others that do what you do?
So when I watch live fights, I watch basically strictly as a fan. I just enjoy watching the fight. And then if I'm trying to learn, like, I sit down and I watch fights from the past. Like, I don't try to pick up on things live necessarily. So I just like to enjoy it as a sporting event.
You know, when I try to watch it, and I just told our last guest the same thing, I'm a licensed judge here in Florida. So I kind of feel like if I watch start to finish, I'm not watching it as a fan. You know, I'm watching it as a judge, and then somebody's going to ask, hey, who did you think won? If I want to enjoy a fight, I'll look away for 10 seconds. That way, when I look back, in my mind, I can't judge it because I didn't watch the whole thing, and I can enjoy the fight.
Yeah. I guess that's, you know, pretty spot on. There's plenty of times people are like, who's winning this fight? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't pay attention to the first round. So at that point, it takes you out of that judge mode and puts you in just like an observer mode.
Yeah, exactly. Are you a fan of any other sports or any other teams?
I mean, nothing like, I'm not like into baseball, football, or anything, but I'm pretty heavily invested in MotoGP. I'm a big racing fan, motorcycle racing. So I follow MotoGP and I follow World Superbike.
How about fishing? A, do you fish? And B, is fishing a sport?
Yes, but not heavily. And yes. Although, it's a sport. Yeah, it's a sport.
We were discussing that early, and not to add to this incredible offer of coming to pizza in the limo, we'll take you guys fishing as well because our captain happens to be sitting here during the show as well. So this may turn out to be a whole cool day or two for you.
Yeah, last time I was in Tampa, I went out with a couple guys. We went like 40 miles out, caught a bunch of red snapper, I believe it is, and caught a cobia. And, man, it was a great day all the way out there, deep waters.
I'm a big fisherman. I love it. I've been able to go out in the last couple of weeks, but love fishing. It's great fishing out here. We go night fishing, deep sea. So when you get out here, man, we'll have a good time.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Sounds like a blast.
Definitely setting it up. How will you relax this week?
Right now I'm just sitting on my balcony and drinking some water and talking to you guys. And it's a nice day out, blue skies, nice weather, some birds chirping. So I think that's pretty relaxing right there.
Yeah, definitely. Life's good.
Hey, Lando, so, I mean, obviously, when you ask fighters what they're doing it for, you know, most of them say the belt. You know, football players like Caleb here do it for the ring. But
are you doing it for the ring?
Or the paper. Yeah. Or the paper. Some guys doing it for Rolexes. But man, the 2016 knockout of the year has to be one of the coolest accolades to acquire in this sport, right? Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, that was, it's pretty dope. Yeah. I got a little trophy for that, man. And like, you know, it's one of those things that still feels surreal. Yeah.
When something like that happens, whatever, a knockout or a submission that, you know, was so fantastic, how do you block it out? Do you block it out? Or are you trying to duplicate or even improve on that?
Nah, you can't duplicate. You can't try to duplicate or relive these moments or, you know, because then it takes you out of that flow state. It takes you out of that process of performance. And the more you focus on, like, making something happen, the less likely it is to happen. So you have to just let things be, let things act naturally. And if it ever duplicates, it'd be so sick. But You can't do that. You can't focus on making something happen. Like, you can't go into a fight being like, oh, I'm going to knock this guy out. I want to knock this guy out. Because then your whole process of how you perform is going to change completely. You're going to be a little bit stiffer. You're going to be maybe headhunting more. You know, it's just not going to be the same type of flow that you would normally have when you're at your best.
So when it does happen again, and now you have two trophies for knockout of the year, which one will be, you know, your more prized possession?
Hey, if I get knockout of the year on Saturday, you guys are gonna, I'm gonna call you back so you guys that you're slightly psychic.
All right, Lando, thanks for coming on the show. Say thanks. We're gonna send you a care package from 8-Man Strong. When you come to Tampa, we're going to roll out the red carpet, bring the limo. We'll go deep sea fishing. We'll come here and feast and break bread at Tour de Pizza.
You know what we can do? We don't need to mail the box of 8-Man Strong. We'll just give it to him here at Tour de Pizza.
That's true.
That's what we'll do.
Beautiful.
There you go, Lando. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of the week, and have a lot of fun on Saturday.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. That is Groovy.
Groovy.
You know, we always talk about nicknames. That's a pretty good one. He's groovy. Yeah. He's groovy.
Why would you call him Lando?
Yeah, that's his name.
I thought it was I mixed up on who we were interviewing just now?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
We're on break the first hour.
Yeah, stick to football.
Yeah, I mean, I came in here, I'm researching somebody,
it's because,
and then you kept saying, I apologize.
It's because in this sport, they don't have jerseys with numbers on it, so it's not easy to find out who's who.
Okay. Yep. All righty.
Number 99.
I'm not perfect. You know, I'm a little rusty.
You didn't know who 99 was. There's only one 99.
That's not true.
Who's the better 99?
Aaron Donald.
Oh, now you're going to be fighting. Let's get it on.
No, hold on. Wait, hold on. Can you make an argument that Warren Sapp is a better player than Aaron Donald?
Sure, I can.
What's your argument?
My argument is he has a gold jacket.
Oh, Aaron Donald's going to have a gold jacket.
He's going to.
Yes, it's not even a question. That's like saying, Peyton Manning's not technically in the Hall of Fame yet. Let's be real here. Tom Brady's technically not in the Hall of Fame yet.
You're right.
Let's be real.
So speaking of Hall of Fame, I have a question for you. Shocking, okay. I'm in the middle of some more controversy. First they put a photo up and a montage of Robbie Lawler.
Yeah.
Ruthless Robbie Lawler. Yeah. Another one of the Miletich guys who's going into the Hall of Fame. So I tweet it right away. Well, I was wrong. Robbie Lawler's not going into the Hall of Fame. His fight is going into the Hall of Fame.
You fucking...
No.
Okay.
No, jumped the gun. I jumped the gun. I said I jumped the gun.
Mm-hmm. You apologize?
No, because I don't apologize. No, I didn't apologize. Plus, Robbie Lawler will go into the Hall of Fame. Okay. It's kind of like Peyton Manning. What?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's not there yet. That's what you said.
You're right. He's not. Hold on. Did I say it like that? He's not there yet. I'm not sure I said that. So my question to you and my question to the world, and I've been, you know, disagreeing with quite a few people, are they Hall of Famers? So is Rory McDonald and Robbie Lawler Hall of Famers, or is the fight in the, which it is, it's in the Hall of Fame, it's in the fight wing of the made-up UFC Hall of Fame?
I don't know enough about
okay, let me educate you.
No, I know Robbie Lawler well.
Right.
I studied him. The other one, I'm not as familiar with his fighting, but I can say, because like, again, Israel Adesanya, he had a fight this past weekend. Everybody was said win, lose, or draw. After this fight, Izzy's going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He's been dominant over this division for the last 4+ years.
Sure.
He's going to Hall of Fame.
Sure.
They say future UFC Hall of Famer with Peyton Manning, future NFL Hall of Famer. You know, so there's people who you just know
right.
that are going to be in.
No.
So I don't mind calling them that.
I think those guys that belong in the pioneer wing of the UFC. They were part of the growth and the expansion.
Robbie will go in the pioneer wing.
But
what I'm saying is that I'm disagreeing with people that those two people, Robbie Lawler and Rory McDonald, or
Gustafson,
thank you. That's who yeah. Gustafson and John Jones, they are not Hall of Famers.
No, John is.
John will be.
Right.
And that's what I said about Robbie. And people are like, no, they're Hall of Famers now.
No.
That makes them.
No, it doesn't.
I think the Hall of Fame is a different level above.
So I'll tell people like this who can get this confused. If you have like a passing record or you have like the most rushing yards in a game, they will take your cleats and put it in Canton.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're now a Hall of Famer.
That's what I used to do.
Your boots are in Canton because you had the best game, whatever. But if somebody else beats it, they're going to remove your boots, send them back to you, tell you thank you, and put the new ones out there. So, no.
So there's a media person that I'm pretty friendly with, and she asks questions all the time. So I asked this one, and she goes, yes, because that's what they are. They're not.
No.
It's the fight is in the Hall of Fame. One of my closest friends is Frank Trick. And it hurts me when I tell Frank Drake to his face, you're not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
The fight is in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. You had a Hall of Fame fight, a Hall of Fame moment.
Have you ever watched that one fight? Mm-mm. Watch the Matt Hughes, Frank Drake too.
They carry themselves across the ring, slam them.
It is my
favorite. I missed the pickup and slam technique. I don't see it anymore.
It's my favorite. Well, it happened a couple times Saturday. Picked him up and slammed
him. There's more slams than BKFC.
I mean, what's his name? Hamzat did it a couple times. Cormier was pretty good at it.
Yep. Matt Hughes was great at it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a spare 30 seconds, watch that fight. You know, I don't know if it quite was that. It's the most emotion I've ever had in a fight, because I've told, you know, when friends fight, and it's happened a couple times, I've always said I'll be more upset for who loses than happy for who won.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give away the fight, but when you watch it, you'll see the change of emotions, and it definitely is phenomenal. Let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little WrestleMania. Caleb's been gone for 6 months.
And
we got to
talk Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. Walk of Fame.
What?
Walk of Fame.
You bore me. No. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Smith, Giants wide receiver, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Down in the moment, walking down the street. See, I threw you the softball.
The fame. So my favorite media person, also named Harris in the Tampa area, Jack Harris, is petitioning to bring a Walk of Fame to Tampa to highlight and recognize famous people who were born here, raised here, or became champions here. And wants to do it at Curtis Hipkin Park, wants to get the city to pay for it. And if not, they're looking to bring private donors to pay for it, sponsorship.
There's something similar down at the Drop.
Okay.
No, Kelly may know that.
Huh? There's something really, really close to it in Hollywood, Los Angeles.
Yes, there is. matter of fact, it's exact. But the difference in Hollywood, it's not just, you know, it's not Hollywood. It's everybody and anybody. I mean, it's a cool idea, but I happen to be in a roundabout way in the one at the Trop.
I don't think it's that cool of an idea.
Really?
No, I think that you find a better way to honor the people from Tampa. Maybe this Tampa Museum. That would be cooler.
Who would you put on the Walk of Fame? I mean, like, if it was a Tampa-based Salvador Dali?
Honestly, there's so many.
Hulk Hogan?
Tom George Brady? Steinbrenner.
Tom Brady, greatest buck of all time?
See how he just does, right?
But that's my next question. Okay, so are we doing only born and raised Tampa people?
Well, no. He said born, raised,
or became notable here.
Okay. Yeah, I would say put that in the museum.
What about the door guy? We got a door guy.
I'd much rather would go to a museum and see videos. If you want to honor people who became great Tampa citizens, I'd rather go do that than walk by and see a dirty floor.
But here's the difference.
With a star on it.
but here's the difference.
People panhandling on it.
If you get a museum, that's going to take a lot of money that they're going to have to raise, and nobody's going to want to. You're not going to get enough money to build a museum.
Yeah.
You know, a walk is some concrete.
Yeah.
And you tear up a concrete when a new person goes in.
Yeah, okay, I guess so.
You know, what if in the new stadium when they build it in Tampa, then they could put in a section of the walkway into the new Rays stadium. Once they make the team valuable, they sell it, they rebuild a stadium in Tampa, everyone wins.
The sad thing is if you're going to wait for the Rays to move and have a stadium built in Tampa, the walk will never be built because it's never going to happen.
Does it matter if the Rays stadium is in Tampa?
I think so.
It depends on who you ask.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it matters. My big bitch
is... Neither New York team plays in New York.
Well, that's true.
They play in Jersey.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah, there's only one New York football team, and that's Buffalo.
That's true.
I'm just saying. You know, what bothers me, I could care less. And anybody who knows, the Rays could leave. I don't care.
Yeah.
What I hate are the tampons, okay, that they bitch and scream that it's too inconvenient, thank you, to drive across the bridge, which I get. When I used to do the player show, started at 7, you know, because you were on it. I would leave at 4 o'clock to make sure because of traffic. Yeah. I get it. But they don't give a crap about Sarasota people, Pinellas County people that have to drive the bridge for the Bucks and the Lightning.
Yeah.
They're worried about themselves.
Yeah.
They're not really necessarily worried about filling the stadium. They're worried about them getting to the game.
Yeah.
And
get
so,
over yourself.
Yeah, get over it.
I played at UCLA, and our stadium was an hour 30 with traffic. It was in Pasadena because you couldn't put it anywhere in Westwood, California. Students found a way with no money to get over to those games, and people go to the games and watch. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
You should be grateful there's a one of every sports team in here. So
I truly believe that when the team moves to Tampa, it moves out of Tampa Bay. I don't think it ever goes to Tampa.
Oh, you think it goes to Montreal?
I don't know about Montreal by the time they make the move. But if you owned the Tampa Bay Rays and you could move to Las Vegas or you could move to Tampa, where are you moving? Common sense. It's business.
Las Vegas.
It's a business.
Yeah.
If you could move to a city that's going to provide that, Tampa's not going to provide it.
Why don't we have basketball here?
Because it's in Orlando.
Why are we big enough for a basketball franchise? And
it's down the street.
It's not down the street. Orlando's 2 hours from Orlando.
It's not 2 hours.
It's like an hour.
It's 3.5.
Well, no.
It's an hour?
It's 2 hours from Orlando. Once you get toward Disney, it's another hour and a half to the stadium.
I've
had a couple of drinks on the party.
Yeah, and you're in the back of the limo, and you're sleeping in
you're
the back.
You're driving.
On my way in there, we've had a few drinks with the boys, and we're in the back of the
It's 90-some miles, and it takes 3 hours to do it, because Disney and Orlando are just awful. I don't know if they could support it, honestly. I don't know. They don't support the Rays.
Can we have a multi-purpose team? Like, can we do, like,
first half is football and second half is hockey? No, but
the trough could be used for basketball and for baseball. I mean, couldn't we use it as a multi-purpose?
No.
Really? I hated the football stadiums when they would play
with the baseball diamonds.
Oh, I love that.
The Raiders would do it. I think the Notre Dame used to have this like a pinstripe bowl.
A running back fell over second base.
Dude, and it's like dirt on the thing, and it's like nobody wants to play in that.
But it's bigger now. You can see the base more clearly. They won't trip.
No,
it's 18 inches wide.
No, I think
it's like a size
Tampa's
of a pizza
blast. You don't need a basketball team.
I agree.
You don't need one. You got football, hockey,
indoor soccer.
There you go.
We should lift baseball. We should lift up second base and put an 18-inch pizza underneath. Close the lid.
Just asking for an ACL tear.
So if somebody hits a double, they can open it up.
Yeah, have
put snacks in the bases.
Yeah, like it's like electrolytes, like inter-game play. You guys are doing Gatorade and like a Pedialyte and all that stuff during the sidelines. Why not grab a slice of pizza in between bases?
Dudes eat hot dogs. Those get hot dogs at halftime, discreetly from the from where the press
get
area.
Get stuck in your helmet. You get like the bun and everything.
My son did. My son's a big hot dog. He loves hot dogs, and he said the top 10 hot dogs in the world. Two in the top four is in Colombia.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
If it's a Bogota, man.
You know, I don't think you're going to hate Colombia. I've been to Colombia. Beautiful women, beautiful people, you know. There's certain areas, obviously, you don't go to.
That's everywhere.
Yeah, that's my point.
Right.
That's everywhere. You can go to Chicago and go and walk in the wrong neighborhood, and there's trouble.
Right.
So for me, I love taking those trips.
You can walk anywhere in Philadelphia, and you're in the wrong neighborhood.
Exactly.
You
know?
just don't wear that Navy hat.
I'm not, trust me.
Just don't let them know you're American.
I'm not.
First of all, He might as well have an American tattooed on his forehead. Don't let him know you're American. What are we talking about?
I'm going to tell him I'm African.
Yeah, if you're from South Africa, they might buy that one. They might buy
They're
that one.
They're certainly going to get kidnapped.
Well, no, I've got a backup plan. You know, and again, I shouldn't say it publicly, but I'm throwing Steve under the bus. If they come to kidnap, I'm like, no, he's in the Scorpions. They'll pay the ransom, and I need to get a hold of the Scorpions so that they can pay the ransom. So not only you can take the long-haired freak, you need to drive me to the arena.
The long-haired freak. Wow.
Shots fired.
Dang.
So, yeah, we've got it all planned out.
Speaking of long hair, Roman Reigns does it again.
It does.
Does it again.
Well, first of all, and people hate that I comment this on Facebook in the wrestling chats. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything. He followed the script.
That's fine.
I want to bet on that script.
That's fine. There's a script in football, too.
Oh, whoa. Shots fired.
Mike Smith.
Shots fired.
Have you been hanging out with
Dwight? Foster?
Yeah. Been hanging out with Dwight Smith again.
I mean, okay, so I look at wrestling now, because, again, I think everybody goes through this path in their WWE pro wrestling, you know, journey. There's a point where you start watching it, whatever it is, 4, 5, 6 years old, and you're infatuated with the characters, these mm-hmm. big buff dudes who are doing all these cool things, jumping off top ropes, and it's a lot of fun. Then you hit about 10, 11, 12, you find out it's scripted, it's not real, and then from like your teenage years, it's not quite cool anymore to like wrestling. Right?
And then it comes back.
And then there's a point in your life, because again, we've been, you guys have seen me have this transformation on this show, when I was like, you know what, I'll watch a couple of episodes again. And then I'm like, oh, that was interesting. That was fun. And then there's no delusion anymore that it's not real winners and losers, that they're telling a story. But it's like watching a good movie. For WrestleMania is about 2-3 hours. So 3-hour movie. Monday Night Raw is an hour long movie. Right? And so you follow these storylines. And I love what they do with the Bloodline. Like, just to tell that whole thing and it just keep going, and there's months and months and years of
and real relatives keep coming.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's the best part. Like, you can trace all this stuff all the way back. I think it's been really, really cool. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Just so you know, we went to the NCAA hockey.
Yes, he told me.
And ran into Chris Hovan,
okay,
who took me to WrestleMania in Orlando back in his playing days. And I said, you know where it is next year, right? He goes, no, where? I said, Philly. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and we're going.
Oh, next year?
Yep.
Oh, awesome.
So we're going to go to that. Even though that's not my favorite one to go to. Mm-hmm. If I could have my druthers, which one? I want to go to the Rumble. The Royal Rumble? I love that.
Okay.
You know, new character every 90 seconds.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, the music, and you go, oh, that's, you know, and to me, that's cool.
Yeah.
But we're going to go do the WrestleMania thing.
And just because I don't know if we talked about it last week, but Bob Miller, one half of the legendary Bushwhackers.
We did. I brought
away.
It up.
Okay.
You knew him, and I had to bring it up.
I knew Luke. But I didn't know if we talked about it last week.
That's what they did.
What was that? That's insensitive.
That's what the Bushwhackers did.
I thought you had a stroke just now.
He's trying to offend
caught off guard.
He's trying to offend every group of people.
Really caught off guard.
The Bud Light people, the LGBTQ people, the special need people.
Oh my God, that was funny.
Wow.
There goes your walk of star fame. Wow. But yeah, just in case, I just want to say rest in peace.
So who would you put in?
Oh, for the
walk of fame.
Myself.
Oh my God!
Jeez. There'd be three stars: me, myself, and I. And then I'll have a door guy, so that way you have to knock before you can see my star.
I just think it's just so limited, like
limited here.
Yeah.
No,
more spirit.
I think because again, okay, so if you're going to do a Tampa Walk of Fame,
mm-hmm.
when you start saying, "Oh, they became a champion here,"
I
put them in.
Right.
Then it's just like, well, then it's not even Tampa anymore.
You're just
duplicating the Hollywood.
I don't consider that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there have been a tremendous amount, and I know we're almost out of time, of athletes that are from the Tampa Bay area, Hall of Famers.
Okay.
You know, Wade Boggs, Al Lopez, Dwight Gooden, now Fred McGriff. I mean,
I think I know Wade Boggs.
You wouldn't know Al Lopez, but, you know, Ted Williams is, you know, just from up the, you know, Hernando.
Don't forget Hulk Hogan, brother.
Hulk Hogan.
He's from Tampa.
Yeah. He's from Tampa.
I didn't know that. I thought he just lived here because
he's from Tampa. Okay. Randy, you know, well, he's really from Chicago. I don't really think he's from Sarasota.
But is there a timeline? Like how long you live in a community before that becomes your home? Like where you can claim you're from?
Honestly,
there?
I think it would have to be not necessarily that you even live here. It's just that you were you know.
But for a time, like 20 years, like what's the cutoff? Are they,
you know what I'd like to see?
Show end?
No. Cutting it close. But the way, if you want to do something like that, the way the Lakers have statues, some of these teams have statues of their famous athletes in front of their place. Well, hey, if you want to go honor Warren Sapp and, you know,
But Warren Sapp's not from here.
I know, but I'm saying go honor him in front of the stadium. Go honor the guys in front of their stadiums.
Okay, if you're here next week, we'll discuss this more. Okay. I mean, I don't know if you're coming. If you're here next week, we'll talk about it more. If I come back from Columbia, we'll talk about it more. Okay. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Big stuff next week. Some announcements, and I'm dumping on some things next week as well.
I'm going to inherit this radio show.
This is Knockout Radio. We've been brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I hope you hear my voice next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Anthony Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, WTAN, Clearwater,
FM
106.1, WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.